Tonight's Girls at Golf Sports Report for Monday, May 11th is brought to you by Brinks Exteriors, roofing contractors that you can trust. Four area girls teams were in action on Monday. Kemper was at the Hawkeye 10 Conference Meet. Carroll Tigers were at the Raccoon River Conference Meet, while Glidden Ralston was at the Coon Rapids Baird Triangular on Monday. We'll start off with a Hawkeye 10. It was held at Whispering Woods, and the Kemper Knights are your 2026 Hawkeye 10 Conference Tournament champions. They shot a 367 on the day, edging Shenandoah, St. Albert, and Lewis Central. The Knights, again, with a 367, took first. Shenandoah second with a 368. St. Albert third with a 369. And Lewis Central fourth, just four strokes back, shooting a 371. The rest of the team scores: Clarinda fifth with a 376. Atlantic sixth with a 396. Red Oak seventh with a 401. Denison Schleswig eighth with a 413. Harlan ninth with a 433. Glenwood 10th with a 435, and Creston 11th with a 452. For the Knights, Addy Biter would finish up with an 84 on the day. That was good enough for a fourth place finish. Biter shot 42 on the front nine and 42 on the back nine. She'd finish up her round with four birdies and five pars. Brooklyn Lahr ended up with a 90, good enough to finish in eighth place as an individual. She had a 42 on the front nine, a 48 on the back nine, ending her round with two birdies and four pars. Elsa Tiefenthaler had a 96, going 44 on the front nine, 52 on the back nine, with two birdies and five pars total. And Chihada Lujano shot a 97 for Kemper, with a 46 on the front side, a 51 on the back nine. She had one birdie and four pars on the day. The two other Kemper scores: Adeline Peding had a 105, and Addison Tigges would finish up with a 121. Now, Chloe Perfect from Lewis Central, she was your overall medalist. She shot a 79 on the day. Taylor Rasmussen of Clarinda was your runner-up medalist. She would add an 80. We move on now to the Raccoon River Conference Tournament held at the Carroll National. It was Carroll finishing up in sixth place on the day. The Tigers shot a 439. This was Gilbert's tournament, though. At one point, folks, Gilbert had the top five scorers, and their sixth golfer was sitting in eighth place. They didn't quite all finish there, but they dominated the Raccoon River Conference Tournament on Monday at the Carroll National. Gilbert shot a 314. ADM took second, and they were 75 strokes back at 389. Ballard was third with a 395. Carlisle fourth with a 404. Winterset fifth with a 406. Carroll again sixth with a 439. Edging North Polk, who finished seventh with a 440. Or, and it was a Bondurant Farrar in eighth place with a 443. Ella Perry led the Tigers. She would finish up in 13th place, shooting a 99 on the day. 50 on the front nine, 49 on the back nine, with a couple of pars. Reese Heller added a 110 on the day, going 56 on the front nine, 54 on the back nine. Had three holes where she shot four and four holes where she shot a five. Jersey Sporer had a 112 on the day, 54 on the front nine, 58 on the back nine, with one par. And Allie Cook, a 118. She finished up with 63 on the front side, 55 on the back nine, with three pars on the day. The two other scores for Carroll High: J.C. Gutchall shot a 122, and Riley Sletka would finish up with a 123. Now, Ava Lorbach from Gilbert, she was your medalist. She shot a 72 on the day. Ella Lorbach from Gilbert was the runner-up medalist, finishing up with a 74. Our other girls golf on Monday: Coon Rapids Baird hosted a triangular with Glenn Ralston and ACGC there. The Crusaders continue to roll. They took first place with a 209. Glenn Ralston, one of their best rounds of the year. They would finish in second with a 224. ACGC was third with a 227. Medalist honors went to Anna Hart from Coon Rapids Baird. She led them with a 49 on the day. Sophia Speary had a 52. Kiera Hart and Ella Heidoff both finishing up with 54s. The other two scores for Coon Rapids Baird: Brielle Bass, a 55, and Leah Woodard would finish up with a 59. For Glidden Ralston, Emerson Cheney was your runner-up medalist. She shot a 51 on the day. Olivia Squibb had a 54. Chloe Peters, a 56. And Madeline Trost would finish the day with a 63 for the Wildcats. If you missed any of the details here in the report, everything is typed up down below. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting for the CB Sports Network.